Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Beth. How are you this evening? So happy to have you with me. So happy to be here with you. And what a fantastic week it's been. Again, we had a weekend that went straight through. No time for the, no rest for the weary. And I'm so happy that God has spared our life to be here together once again. If you're on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, make sure you check in and let Pastor Steph know you're on. And I got my Facebook user, I believe that's my girl Ada, and I want to say good evening to you too. Thank you so much for joining us, and please do not hesitate to take this opportunity to call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, whatever you need to do. Oh, whatever you need to do to let them know that it's prayer time. Oh, okay. Well, good evening to Kevin. Oh, my. Always good to see your name pop up somewhere. And I give God thanks that you're joining us tonight. You know, just tell somebody that it's prayer time. And in a few minutes, I'll let you know exactly what we're praying about tonight. But Women of Recovery and Deliverance, we are here as a united force to pray with and for one another. And there's always room for more and more and more prayer. So come on and join us. If this topic may not be something for you, don't think it's not for someone you know. You have not been connected for no reason. You're here for a reason. And Pastor Steph is happy that you are here, but it's more important that you don't just pass through. Make sure you hang out with us. Pray with us and just spend some time here together because, you know, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. The Christian community has a job to do. So let's make sure we're doing whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing so that we please God and make him happy with our evangelism and discipling and ministering. We got a job to do. We can't just sit still. And this is one way God uses to reach his people. Oh, I got to check in from our girl, Tamika. Oh, good evening to you, too. And you can hear Tamika on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph every morning, Monday, sometimes on a Tuesday. Definitely on Wednesday and sometimes on a Thursday. So that means you can hear Tamika up to four times a week. Man, she's always on point, always gives you a wonderful word, and we're so happy that she's joining us tonight. And make sure you tune in to In Due Time with Pastor Steph. That's every Monday through Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's on Blog Talk Radio. If you can't catch us first thing in the morning from 7 to 9 a.m., have no fear, because we're on pretty much every platform there is. You can catch us on Amazon Prime Podcast, Apple iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google. Oh, we are all over the place. So if you don't catch us in the morning, it's okay. You have all day to do so, okay? So let's make sure that we are getting the blessing that God has for us every single day. Oh, we got a check in from our brother Al. The men are in the house tonight. And I want to say welcome, 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 brother Al. Brother Al, you can also hear on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph Monday, sometimes on a Thursday, and definitely on Friday. So you can hear Brother Al up to three times a week. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, he and Pastor KL have been doing their thing on Friday. We have the men speak on Friday, and they have definitely been blessing us, sending us straight into a fantastic weekend. All right, I want to go through our week, our themes of what we've been praying about. So you know we have been on the job. We have our first week, impactful prayer for him. Our second week was fathers and dads. Our third week, our children. Fourth week was open. We pray for anything God put in our minds or on our hearts. We then prayed for our moms, then our husbands. The seventh week, we prayed for our siblings. Ooh. Eighth week, mental illness and depression. Ninth week, self-care and treatment. 10th week, our family. 11th week, we prayed for the sick. 12th week, we prayed for the service workers. 13th week was the toxic habits, people, places, and things. Next week, someone who doesn't know Jesus. Ooh. Our 15th week was the fire victim, followed by the next week, we had our crime victims we prayed for. The next week, the 17th week was our friends. The 18th week was just a prayer of thanksgiving. Next week was kindness, followed up by discipline. Our 21st week was patience. Next week was strength. The following week was rest. Oh, then we got to the 24th week, emotional hurt and pain. The 25th week was trust. 26th week, compassion. And now, this week, our school, teachers, and students. Woo! School, teachers, and students. You know, we definitely have a job on our hands. If you want to even know some of the stuff that we're doing in the school system has deteriorated. It's focusing on people who just, they don't care anything about the Lord. They're not focusing on the Lord. It's being run by an administration that could care less about God and the things of God, giving God to our children, our teachers. Oh, we do the stories about our teachers. Oh, we've been even talking about the substitute teachers are falling through the cracks. Now we're talking about our students. Students, we've done enough stories about our students disrespecting the administration and the faculty. Our students who have been subjected to racial slurs and comments. We're just loaded when it comes to the school, teachers, and students topic. And it is so big. It is such a major issue. You need to get on here and tell everybody who's got a child, grandchild, niece or nephew, neighbor, friend, child in the church. We got to get together and we got to pray now. You're going to text 347-285-7777. Again, that number is 347-285-7777. And that's the number you're going to text your prayer requests to. Okay? Schools, teachers, students, it's quite broad. We're not going to be here long tonight. So I encourage you to get that prayer request in. I got a Facebook user checking in there saying, hi, I'm going to say, hey, back. Oh, you got to send me your name so I can say hello. Let me know you're out there. Let Pastor Steph know that you're tuning in, that you are holding hands and holding hearts with us. And we're all going to go before the Lord together. You know, God is amazing. And how he brings us together is amazing as well. And I want to make sure that we are on our job and we are doing the things that we're supposed to do. Tonight, when you talk about praying for the schools, you know, a week and a half ago, I think, I did a story about the Menstrual Something Act. Can't think of it. But basically what it is, they have taken in the state of Oregon, they are now putting machines that will have sanitary products in the machines in schools K through 12. Now, that's not the worst thing in the world. What makes it bad is that they're going to put it in the girls' bathroom, the male bathroom, and they're going to put it in the mixed bathroom. And this is such a disgusting movement. They have already started to install these machines in the bathrooms. They have them in the female bathrooms, and they will now begin to put them in the boys' bathrooms. They ordered 500 dispensers, and they have already started to put them into the bathrooms. Now, imagine your boy going to a bathroom, going to a school restroom, and having a machine and a dispenser with sanitary products in it. Excuse me, a male bathroom. We're not talking about the bathroom for the girls. We're not even talking about a mixed bathroom. The boys' bathroom. And this is what has been created from a politician. Signed over this bill and this act to put these dispensers in the school. Now, I could think of 150 more things that they can be doing with our money. I can think of 50 more things that they can be installing in schools. I can think of 50 more things, 500 more things that they could be teaching our children. But instead, they are utilizing our taxpaying dollars and the time and energy to install dispensers that will hold sanitary products in the male bathrooms. I can even live with the female. You know, some people are like, they're too young to learn. And I can live with that. I agree, but I can live with it. I cannot live with them being in the boys' bathroom. I can't. Boys do not have a menstrual cycle. Why would you need to put it in there? It's a horrific thought, and we've got to do something. And you know, it hasn't hit New York schools yet. However, we don't know. We don't know if there are plans, and we just haven't heard about it. The parents were not notified in advance. All they knew was that the dispensers were being put into the schools. So we've got a job to do, God's people. Come on. 347-285-7777. Oh, we're talking about our teachers. We've been doing news stories on teachers, not only who are messing up the children in the school, but who are messing up their own children. Yes, we had a teacher who did not want her COVID, her COVID-ridden son to be in the same car with her, and she put him in the trunk. Now, she's doing that to her own child. What is she doing to our children in the school? We have another teacher who left her children home so she can go on a vacation in another state with her boyfriend. Only two of the stories that we've covered. Oh, and like I said a little while ago, the substitute teachers, oh, my goodness, they are out of control as they have, they caught one substitute teacher dragging a child down the hallway, another substitute teacher who have, you know, who has been offering our 11, 12, 13, and 14-year-old girls marijuana and all different types of items to persuade them to, you know, do some sexual favors for them in return. Yes, yes. Well, another female substitute teacher was caught having sex and all kinds of getting all kinds of sexual things done with the male students. These are our substitute teachers. So we don't even stand a chance on being safe with the substitute teachers. And again, our students. Our students are going to school and they're subjected to bullying. They're in the school with these dangerous teachers and coaches. We've had students who have gone to school and who's been bullied. A 15-year-old recently who was bullied because they were teasing him about being vaccinated, which is none of anybody's business, and he hung himself. We have other children who have gone to school who have, again, had to fight their way in school, out of school, during school. The bullying crisis is out of this world. We have our students who are going into the schools who are troubled, who are a menace, and they are menacing. You know, they're not the victim in the school. They're victims maybe outside of the school, in their home. And now when they get to school, now they're terrorizing other children. They're terrorizing the teachers. They're disrespectful. Think about the children who go to the school and shoot up the school. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. So even when you just hear those isolated incidences, there's enough reason for us to rally together so that we bring these issues to God. That's our job. So come on. Come on, my prayer family. 347-285-7777. Is the number you're going to text to get that prayer request in. I'm about to read these prayer requests because we will not be on long tonight. And I'm asking you to make sure you get those prayer requests in early. So as we are reading them and I get to the bottom of the list, I can definitely go into prayer and we can beseech the Lord together. Okay? So give you that number again, 347-285-7777. The prayer requests are coming through, y'all. Make sure if you got a child in your home, a child that you love, and even if you don't have any children, It takes all of us to lift these children up in prayer tonight. The teachers are stressed. They are going to school. They got to worry about if they're going to get COVID. They're going to worry about if they're going to get attacked. They're going to worry about being reprimanded for things that they may or may not have done that were done innocently and really caused no problem. But because we're not doing what the administration wants us to do, you know, we're having problems. And again, the school administration, anything goes in the school. Now, we're sending our children off to school and they're not even protected. They're not even protected any longer. Okay? So let's get to getting these prayer requests. I'd like to ask God to watch my wife, Vivian, who is a teacher, to provide her with patience, less headaches from the kids, good work partners to her day at work, that her day goes by easy and comfortable and allows her to enjoy what she's been given from God, that she's a blessing to the children and the parents can see the godliness that she possesses. Okay? All righty. Amen. Amen. I also like to pray for my sister Teresa, who is also a teacher, to help continue and have patience and to do the work that God is giving her to do. Asking God to give the teachers the recognition that they need from the world where they have to raise someone else's child. It's not an easy job to do, and that Board of Education gives the teachers who are doing the work that they have hired what they deserve. Amen. Amen. I have a request. We pray for the Scott family for, let me make sure I get this, for patience, provision, direction, and peace. And as a home with children in it, we definitely want to honor those, you know, those things, because that's what helps when home is not good. That's what helps to keep things stirred up in the school. So we really need to pray for the homes as well, so that when these children go to school, they're not taking all that anxiety with them. Okay, so amen, and we pray for the Scott family. We got some check-ins. We got a check-in from Kareen. Welcome. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We got a check-in from our Pastor KL, and you can hear Pastor KL on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, too. And he is on Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes Thursdays, and all the time on Friday. And again, him and Brother Al have been really doing a fantastic job sending us straight into a fantastic weekend. You got to join us on a due time. We really, really, really get some real good ministering on Monday through Friday. Don't miss out, okay? We're going to continue our prayer requests. Remember, we're praying tonight for schools, teachers, and students. And you can send your prayer request into 347-285-7777. Praying for the school system as a whole. Praying that even if it's through the back door, God is brought back into the system. Praying that God places more of his people in schools. Praying someone is appointed a leader that sees and understands that what has been put in place as far as regulations and standards is not working. Praying for a change ASAP for the benefit of the children, the teachers, the parents, and families. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh, we got a check-in from our friend, Serge. Welcome, Serge. Good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, we're giving God thanks for the parents I do have as a teacher. Thank that God asks questions. that they get help, ask questions, and work with them to help their children. Thanking God for the teachers that aren't okay with just collecting a paycheck. Amen. Amen. We definitely want teachers that are invested, in our children, that are not just there to pass the time away. Okay? Praying for stability in the classroom as far as teachers being hired and staying long-term. Asking God to help me with my patience and long-suffering so I can be one of those teachers. Amen. 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 Naturally, a queen is checking in. Good evening to you, too. Oh, we got to check in to my girl, Vivian, who brings us our socially conscious segment every single Wednesday morning. And all the stories that Vivian brings us keeps us socially conscious for real. Okay? Praying for Caden, who clearly has some special needs, but has parents and guardians that refuse to get him the help he needs. Praying that God puts someone in his life that will be able to make a difference as he is going off to kindergarten. Amen. Amen. Praying for James, who is 5 and shows issues with authority at such a young age. Praying that God helps him and humbles him. Praying God finds a way to get to his parents so they begin to work on that. Amen. 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 Praying for my class as a whole. The students need stability and consistency, but because of the revolving door of teachers, they lack the consistency that they need. Amen. Praying for Miss Shayna, that God helps settle her, whether it is here with the school and the children or elsewhere. Praying that God helps settle her for herself as well as her children. Praying that God helps her with her personal life so it doesn't spill over in her work life. Praying God helps a child with his health and heals him of his illness. Amen. Amen. Praying for Teresa and praying God continues to lead her and give her the holy boldness she needs, teacher. Praying that God covers her from COVID, the flu, and any illness that comes with working with children. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for the teachers of my nieces, Suki, Alicia, and Michaela. Amen. Amen. We're praying for those teachers again. Remember, they got a big responsibility. You know, we're not only talking about their negligence. We're talking about the hard work, the focus, the concentration, and how they have to deal with not only an administration that is just going buck wild, they got to deal with the children, they have to deal with the other teachers, they got to deal with the principal, they got to deal with the parents. There's a lot of responsibility on the table for teachers. So, yes, we need to keep these teachers lifted in prayer. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for myself and Teresa. We are finishing up school this week. And thanking God that he has brought us thus far. Amen. We're praying for those adult students as well. It's hard for them. They're holding down jobs and families and other responsibilities. So we're lifting up all students regardless of their age. Amen. Lifting up the kids in our congregation, asking God to continue to keep their minds sharp and allow them to be safe in their schools as the school year is almost over. Amen. God has brought these children a mighty long way. Amen. Praying for the teachers in the world, praying that they find healthy ways to cope with their jobs and they can be good influences on the children, asking that God uses them up respectful, educated children. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. I would like to ask God to keep his arms around our schools. The enemy is really targeting our schools. Our teachers are required to be counselors, parents, social workers, security guards, as well as teachers for pennies on the dollar. Woo! We're asking so much from our teachers that our students are actually suffering from a lack of education. I would like to pray for Vivian and Teresa that they have what they have to go through and they have to endure being teachers. I pray that God gives them patience and the ability to shine his light. Amen. 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 Oh, we got Brother Al, who's also in the school system. I ask the Lord to bless our educators, to seek God for help with these students. I ask God to show us how to deal with these kids. I ask God to cancel the assignment of the enemy against our children. Touch and bless every school and every educator and every student and every parent. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 See, that's the kind of prayer, of course, we get in here tonight. All righty. Amen. Amen. Teachers got it hard. Teachers got it hard. Praying for my sisters in Christ, Vivian and Teresa, who are teachers in New York City. Praying that God helps. God keeps them covered in the school from any potential threats that would try to harm the schools. Also praying that God continues to give the strength and wisdom to be effective at their job despite whatever ungodly rules that may exist. Amen. 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 Praying also for my Aunt Donna, who is a teacher, asking God for continued safety for her and all her children. Amen. Amen. May God convict the leaders of this nation in the school system to better invest in it so that all are safe, have the supplies they need, and be on guard to hire competent people to serve our children with a proper education. Amen. Amen. Praying for all the new graduates this year, and may God guide each of them on their future endeavors and keeping them safe. Amen. Amen. Praying for my little cousins Ryan and Zora, who are graduates this year, praying for their continued health and safety and ability to achieve all that God has for them. Amen. Praying for Rihanna and Teresa, who are also continuing their education to advance in their careers. May God also grant them the intellect, patience, and stamina to achieve their goals. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, for those prayer requests. Thank you. Asking God to keep blessing me each and every day, praying that anyone I know is sticking in it and can obtain everything God has planned. Praising God that my friend TT just graduated and thanking God for sticking by her with everything she had going on and the hard times where she felt like she couldn't make it through. Amen. All right, TT. Amen. 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 Praying for the DOE, who is now enforcing the inclusion of the LGBT plus community even more within school logos, curriculum, and more. Asking God to touch the minds and hearts of those individuals who have the power, seats within this organization. Praying over the choices they have to make before it's time to make them. Amen. Asking God to protect the children while using the bathrooms in school. Amen. Praying that he sends his legion of angels to guard the doors, not allowing the opposite sex in each designated restroom. Amen. Amen. Praying for school security, asking Jesus to be their ears and eyes, staying alert and properly doing their jobs. Amen. Amen. Praying for the teachers, asking God to block any teacher or PAs, schools who are not there with the proper intentions and motives. Asking God to make room for the men and women who is instilling his morals and standards. Asking God to make the way for those teachers to set the standards. Amen. Amen. Praying for the parent coordinators, praying that God blesses them with the strength they need mentally and emotionally to be the middleman and work on behalf of the school board, parents, and students, praying that they are shown the love and appreciation they deserve, asking God to help them work hard to bring the unity between all three parties. Amen. Amen. asking God to continue to bless and protect our children, the students, praying that they are not influenced negatively by their parents, family, or the school, praying against all of the negative movements within the school, such as bullying, peer pressure, asking Jesus to get to more students to enforce private prayers, prayer groups, and positive friendships. Amen. Praying that the students can start showing the teachers, faculty, staff, and parents the way these schools should really be run. Amen. 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 Praying for Mariah, giving thanks for her ability and willingness to spread and share God's word, morals, and standards with her classmates, speaking life into her leadership role within her new fashion and self-image movement, Transformed Image, Inc., asking God to continue to teach her to have a healthy balance so that she can continue to serve those around her through discipling and evangelizing. And we're praying for a seven-year-old here. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. We're praying tonight for school, teachers, and students. And I want to give you this number, 347-285-7777, to send your prayer request to. All right? Make sure. If you hear anything in these prayer requests that stimulates a thought, a feeling, or something on your heart, then make sure you text us, 347-285-7777. Come on, make those prayer requests known to God. We got a job to do. We can't expect for these things to work itself out. The enemy is out there. Now we got to band together to knock the enemy off his game. It can be done. That he doesn't have the influence that he thinks he has. Make sure we get that job done, okay? Praying for the colleges and the college students. Praying the students take things serious and not let their freedom get in the way of their education. Amen. Praying for Teresa and Ray, praying that God continues to guide them in their education, helps them balance everything on their plate, and praying for their success. Amen. Amen. Praying for my little sister in Christ, Tamasia, and her new school program. May God grant her patience, intellect, and strength towards her new career path. May God lead her always, regardless of any distractions which may try to deter her from her goals, and answers her prayers according to his will. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Pray for the kids to have a teacher who is there to teach them and that they do not take advantage of them physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and to also allow the teachers not to let themselves be vulnerable or let themselves do things that is not of the school. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for our children as summer is coming up, praying God covers them and helps them find positive and constructive things to do with their time off, praying God watches over them and covers them. Amen. Amen. Praying for Amari and his health and safety. Praying for his child care and that he would have adequate, reliant, and trustworthy child care for the summer and going forward. Amen. Amen. Praying for Teresa and Vivian, giving God thanks for their spiritual growth in their personal lives, which has enabled them to be better teachers. Amen. Thanking God for Teresa's promotion, which has given her the opportunity to have more control over what her children learn and what they are introduced to. Asking God to continue to strengthen Vivian mentally and emotionally so that she can continue to receive more responsibilities with the children. Asking God to show her what to enforce and how to humbly stand her ground against immoral requests. And I'm going to add practice. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Oh, my goodness. Thanking God for this topic. Thank you, God. Amen. Listen, God knows what we need and when we need it. And This topic is not a moment too late or a moment too soon. Praying for all daycare workers and parents who are doing homeschool, asking God to bless them with the strength they need to be effective at the job they're doing. Praying that the kids they are responsible for displays respect, obedience, and intelligence. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for the parents of school children to provide more stable households and seeking God for guidance that would help to foster better behavior at home that would carry into school and their temperament to be better academically. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for all of those who are not official teachers, but who God has given teacher responsibilities and roles to. Amen. 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 Praying for the genuine willingness to follow God's leading. Amen. Amen. We're giving God thanks for those prayer requests. And I'm praying that, you know, as this subject has come up, that more things would enter into your head, that your awareness of our school system and administration, our teachers and faculty, as well as the students, are all blessed, and that they all come under the banner of God. It is not impossible to do. So if you have something on your heart while the prayer is going on, please, 347-285-7777. Okay, let us go before the Lord holding hands and holding hearts. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and as always, a word of thanks, because we did not have to be here. We did not have to be gathered together. We did not have to understand or be receptive of this theme tonight, schools, teachers, and students. We ask you, God, that as all these prayer requests have come up, all they have come up covering such a broad spectrum regarding our school administration and the government that polices the school system. God, we have talked about such recklessness that they are offering our children as deep as just putting a dispenser of sanitary products in a boy's bathroom. And Lord, we know that when we have gotten down to this degree of sinfulness and disregard for our children and parents, that it is nearing the time that your son is coming back more and more. I can't even imagine some of the decisions that are being made. And Lord, when we look at what the school system says yes to and what the school system says no to, it makes us scratch our head, because we're trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Who the hell left the gate open for such, I mean, disgusting decision? Just it's just such a free flow of decision making. There's no sound decision making. There's no structure. There's no logic. And there definitely is no due. And Lord, we're just asking that you just redirect this school system, because our children need you, God. They're innocent. And they need you, and they need you like yesterday. All of the things that have been going on badly in these schools. God, the faculty who dress like the children, that they're not even concerned about the identifying and for us to be able to distinguish between the faculty and the children. We're asking you, God, to just streamline all of this recklessness where we don't even have a say. Before we know it, things are being smashed in our face. We're not even asking. We're not even getting the okay. We're not even considering that it's not fine for some parents. Thank you, God, for bringing this to our attention today. Lord, we're coming to you tonight over our schools, our teachers, administration, and our students. And Lord, we're going to lift up the teachers, God. There's been many requests tonight given for our teachers. And God, we're lost when it comes to some teachers. That they are only in it for the money. They don't care anything about our children. They are not there to protect our children or to give them the proper guidance, to be their mentor. They're just there to get what they can get, to prey on our children, and to wreak havoc. But Lord, we just rebuke the work of the enemy. We rebuke the effect that the teachers have on these students' lives. If it is not in you, of you, or about you, God. And Lord, we're asking you to be with the teachers, God, and give them a heart for their job. Give them a heart for the students. Give them a heart for the cause. Give them a heart for what should exist in rules and regulations. What is to be used as curriculum. We're asking you, God, to give them a heart for their students, for their bodies, for their families, God. Because you have to make sure that you deal with the teachers. Lord, we're just asking you to help to direct and order their steps. That they would look at the situation and their spirits would be troubled. That they're not okay with anything that is going on. They're not okay with anything they're hearing. They're not okay with anything they're seeing. But they are fighting tooth and nail, God, because they're on the inside. And they see what's going on. And Lord, we know that your people got to be everywhere. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done with a teacher. For those who are there to get their sexual favors, God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. For those who are there to manipulate the children and to rape or molest them, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. We are not accepting this. And we know that we serve and we are praying to the great, big, wonderful God who's out there and who could make a difference in this area. Thank you, God. Thank you. Lord, we're lifting up our students who's coming from home and they're already beat up and beat down. We're asking God to be with our students as not everyone's intellect is the same. So we pray that you just take care of what they pick up, what they're learning, God. We pray to Heavenly Father for the student who is coming to school and who's being just abused at home. And we ask you, God, to just give him or her the gumption to speak up. We're asking you, dear Heavenly Father, for the students who are selling drugs on the campus, God. And we're asking you to just terminate that assignment of the enemy. To the students who are receiving encouragement to use drugs, we're asking you to cancel the assignment of the enemy. To the students who feel like it's so hard that they need drugs and they're now seeking out drugs for themselves, we We cancel the assignment of the enemy, God. For the student who goes to school and who's bullied, who they don't stand a chance, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. And we're going to trust you, God. We ask you, God, to give these students traveling mercies as they go to and from school, that even their after-school experience would be a good one, God. We're grateful that we know you, God. Because you know what? Our students are really vulnerable right now. There's so much peer pressure. There's so much stuff going on in the home. You can't help but have a heart for them. But before anybody turns on the TV, before anyone answers to whatever movie or extracurricular activity, the game or whatever, let them learn about you, guys. So when they get in school, they can learn to pray for themselves. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We need you, God. We're calling on you, Father. For Vivian and Teresa, dear Heavenly Father, you put your children. You have put your children at the forefront of our hearts and our minds, God. And we're asking you to just touch upon us so that we're alert and aware. And we learn to ask more questions. And we learn to pay more attention. And we learn that only you can set the tone as to what goes on in the schools and what don't. What doesn't. And God, we're just going to pray for the parents tonight. The parents of the children who are in these schools, whose teeth are chattering when the children leave, while the children are in the school, when the children are coming home from school, after school. Just thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. We pray that the parents seek you first in all of their life, in all of their understanding and intellect. We pray that the parents give them their lives to you so that can trickle down into their children. And their children will know what it is to serve the Lord. If the parents start off, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Then every time that child exits that house, they're going to be dropping something off in that classroom. And they're going to be blessing that classroom, blessing that teacher, blessing the school administration, blessing other faculty workers. Thank you, God. The parents are the key to us going forward on this level. Thank you, God. Because you've kept everything at bay. Everything. We haven't heard of a school shooting in a while. And we thank you. We thank you for every child that doesn't attend school and now their parents are being called to task. That if the parent doesn't know, you give them the understanding, the strength, and the knowledge to be able to serve their children exactly the way you designed it to be. Thank you, Father. Again, for those decision-making politicians who want to put these things in the school, we ask you to just stop them in their tracks. Just stop them. Because we have enough madness going on in the school system already. Their lunch, God. Their breakfast, God. That's the kind of stuff that's making the school modify. They do need to come up and be more aware of things and take more initiative. So, Lord, we're asking not the destructive things, not the things that are going to cause confusion and chaos, God. We're going to lift up every single individual on here tonight. If they've even dropped by for a minute, we're going to lift them up, God, thanking you that they were able to stop by for a minute. But before they disconnected, that something caught their attention. Lord, we're going to ask you to touch upon every single individual that they don't have to be a birth child, but that we are reminded that it takes the village to run to help these children, that parents are working and doing the best that they can, and sometimes it gets to be a little overwhelming, and that our hearts would be given so that your children might get the best that they could ever have. We ask you, God, to continue to touch our lives, touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our mouths, and we continue to give you thanks for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We got some final prayer request. Okay. Praying for all in education, praying for their protection under God's will. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for Ms. Emerson, praying that God helps her get her class under control, praying that God gives her patience and a desire to teach and not just be. Praying that God helps her class and her students. Praying that God grants praying that God will help a teacher or assistant teacher for that class that will last long term. Amen. Amen. Praying for the safety of our kids who will be in summer camp, summer school, or any other form of child care this summer. Praying that God helps keep them safe. Amen. Praying for the children whose families can't afford summer activities or child care. We're praying that God helps keep them safe. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Praying for Vivian. Praying for God. Praying that God renews the excitement for teaching if it's his will. Amen. Praying for myself that God keeps me diligent in my pursuit for higher education if it's his will. Thank you, God. Thanking him. I'm almost done with this semester. Amen. Amen. Praying for the lambs, praying that God gets them through this year and on to the next. Praying that God keeps them safe in all academic settings, whether in school, on the bus, or on the way to school. Praying for the bully, that the fear of God be put into them if it is his will. Amen. Amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Praying for Pastor Kim. Thanking God for making room for his servant to have a level of authority within a classroom and school. Thanking God for all of her godly influence. Thanking you. Thanking you, God, for that. And also, as Pastor Kim has prayer with the other faculty on the job, we ask you, God, to just keep them covered and bless their prayer requests. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for those students who are contemplating suicide, praying God turns their hearts to healing and away from destruction. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying that Jesus continues to order the steps of Brother Al. Praying that the corrupt school system does not discourage him from doing what God has given him the love and ability to do. Thanking God for the level of elevation he has also given him. Amen. And thank you for that request. Oh, this was a big one tonight, as always. And, you know, we're just grateful to God for bringing these things to our attention, where we can focus on our schools, our teachers, our students, and their parents tonight. And we want you to make sure you keep them lifted, because somewhere or another, the school and the school administration, the teachers and its faculty, the students and the parents are affecting you in one way or another, whether you realize it or not. It's affecting your family in one way or another. And we don't need biological children to pray for this situation. So just make sure you keep those prayers lifted up to the Lord. He's always listening and he's always answering. Again, I want to remind you that we're here every single Sunday at 9 p.m. We are on Blog Talk Radio. If you have someone who can't get internet, well, we have that ability too, to just listen. We are here on Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life. We are here on YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. And as with our Blog Talk Radio presentation every single morning, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. All of this can be found on subsequent platforms. If you miss us in the morning from 7 to 9, if you miss us on Sunday at 9 p.m., please go back and listen and join us. The only thing you can do at that time is make an official prayer request. But you could definitely join in and join hands and hearts. Okay? So make sure you go back and listen to that prayer request that was made by your brother or sister in Christ, that was made by your next door neighbor. Make sure you take the time to listen, because it can be a blessing to your life. I am so happy to have you with me again. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you tell a loved one. Make sure that you, when you go past a teacher or you hear a teacher, you thank them. Thank them. Thank them. Pray over the children in your neighborhood. Watch over the school crossing guard. Yes. School safety and security. All of these people who have dealings with our children and the school system. The police department that governs the school safety, security, as well as the school crossing guard, that they are making sure that their employees are well taken care of as well, because they are there to take care of our children. So you know what? If you have never really thought of praying for the school administration, the teachers and faculty, the students, the parents, school safety, school crossing guards, anybody who has anything to do with the school system, the time is now. Let this be the beginning of your prayer walk. Not just for this topic, but your prayer walk in general. So you can get closer to God, develop a closer relationship with him, and make sure you join us every Sunday night, God spares your life, here for the Word Prayer Project at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so happy to have you with us. I want to give a special thanks to our girl, Anika, who keeps us live on Facebook Live as well as YouTube Live via StreamYard. I want to make sure to say a special thanks to our girl, Shantice, who holds us down on Blog Talk Radio, whether it's internet or audio. And we give God thanks for these ladies, because if it weren't for them, we couldn't get what we get. I couldn't do what I do, and you couldn't get your blessings, and you couldn't make those prayer requests. So, again, be safe. I love you. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning. It's Monday already. But if not, I pray I see you back here on Sunday night, God spared our lives, at 9 p.m. I love you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.